Niyanibingelela legameni likaKristu Jesu namhlanje ekuseni omiphambweni nokwanela wakamahlamu osindisiwe oyithandayo iNkosi. Haleluya. Sibonga umusa kaNkulunkulu that we are here ekuseni asikakezwa ububi. Sibonga ukuthi uye wasigcina throughout the week kwaze kwafinyelela lesikhathi. Haleluya. Haleluya bazalwane. Nami ngithande ukuthatha lo thuba and thank the leadership of the church for giving me this opportunity to come and share the word of God. Hallelujah. Namhlanje we are going to get our scripture reading from Ephesians chapter 2. We'll read from verse 10 to 15. Ephesians chapter 2 from verses 10 to 15. Hallelujah. Osiphethele yona angasifundela. Hallelujah.
Ngokuba singumsebenzi wakhe kuKristu Jesu sidalelwe imisebenzi emihle ayilungisele ngaphambili uNkulunkulu ukuba sihambe kuye. Ngakho khumbulani ukuthi nina enanikade ningabezizwe ngokwenyama ababizwa ngokuthi abangakasuki yilabo ababizwa ngokuthi abokusoka okwenziwa ngezandla enyameni, ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi naninganaye uKristu, naningaphandle kombuso ka-Israyeli, naningabafokazi esivumelwaneni sezithembiso, ninganathemba ningenankulunkulu ezweni. Ngeba manje uKristu Jesu nina elanikude, nikude senenziwe abaseduze yigazi likaKristu. Ukuba yena ungukuthula kwethu, owenza kokubili kwaba kunye, nowabhidliza udonga olwalwahlukaniswa olungumuda, ngenyama yakhe ewenzile ize kumthetho weminyango esezimisweni ukuba adale kuyena labo ababili babe muntu munye omusha enze ukuthula.
Amen. Baba nathi busisa ukufunda kwethu.
Baba, namanje kuseni izwi lakho leli siyabonga ngokugcwele ukufinyelela kule ndawo ukuzuza wena ukukhulumisana ney'mpilo zethu. Nangumntanakho wethu namandla phambi kwethu imfihlo mfazilubeni yakho ukuthi baba wethu namandla konke okubekile Nkosi enhlizweni yakhe angashiyi nokukodwa Nkosi adlulisele ibandla lakho. Baba, siyizitsha thina simele Nkosi ukuphakelwa nguwe. Siyabonga baba namanje kuseni. Baba, ngikhulekele iy'ndlebe zikamoya zokuzwe lakho iphimbo ukuthi baba wethu namandla ukhulume nalona lo khona kule ndawo egameni elihle lomfelo wethu uJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Amen and amen.
Amen. Now, the book of Ephesians is a very interesting book. It has only 6 chapters, but it has izifundiso zinengi. Now, Paul makabhalela the church in Ephesus, ubala ubafundisa about uKristu ebupheleleni bakhe, and uphinde ubafundisa nangabo bona bayibazi. Hallelujah. Ukuthi nina niyibandla, this is how you should relate with Christ. Hallelujah. Now, when Paul wrote this book, he wrote it when he was imprisoned in Rome. Now, Kwamanyamakama, this is a prison epistle. Mawate nama teachings la ne Tuesday, mfundisi begenza ahamba fundisa ngezincwadi zonke za New Testament. And the last time ngitina bekakhuluma about the prison epistles, ahlukanisa prison epistles, akhuluma futhi about izincwadi Paul azibhalele the pastors, azibhalele nabantu nje like general letters. Hallelujah. Now, Paul makabhala, we have prison epistles, we have salvation books, we have pastoral letters. Zonke zibhala uPaul. Hallelujah. Now, in New Testament, kakhulukazi igcweleke izincwadi zikaPaul. Now, uPaul, when he wrote this book, as ngishiso ukuthi ubafundisa ngazo izinto, he's teaching them about Christ, nokuthi ba-relate njani naye. Now, in Ephesians chapter 1, sifuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi sazane naye. Hallelujah. Now, uNkulunkulu ekufuneni kwethu, ekufuneni kwakhe ukuthi sazane naye, ufuna ukuthi sibe ne personal relationship, not just any relationship, but a healthy personal relationship naye. Hallelujah. Now, a healthy relationship inezinto eziningi, but I can name a few. One, to show that you have a healthy relationship with God, you need to commune with God. Communing with God, it means you communicate with God in an intimate way. Hallelujah. Number two, you need to trust God. There must be trust because the city relationship be healthy. Hallelujah. Now, and number three, kosele kube nani? Kosele kube nothando. You must love the Lord. This is uNkulunkulu. You must love the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind. Hallelujah. Now, in chapter 2, we learn that uNkulunkulu wants to change us. Now, uPaul makabhala in the first few verses, Zara chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3, uBhala ukhumbuza the church in Ephesus ukuthi, kumbulani ukuthi before you knew Christ, beninjani. Before ni ukunazana naye, benifile spiritually, you used to live according to your flesh. Hallelujah. Now, but verse 4, tell me verse 4 when he says, but because of the love of God, because of his mercy, now niyena shinja. Hallelujah. Now it shows us ukuthi uNkulunkulu sithanda ngalendlela leyo ukuthi ekusifeleni kwakhe azangafuni ukuthi asishiye njengoba sinjalo, because bekane-choice yokuthi bekangamshiya umuntu amyekele afezonweni zakhe, but ngenxa yothando lwakhe uye wabona ini iplani lokuthi umuntu makabuyelane nami, and mase kabuyelane nami aphinde akhona ukushintsha azokhona ukurelate nathi, because masisezonweni zethu we cannot relate with God. Or in Namana, uNkulunkulu yasinyanya isono lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, be holy for I am holy. uNkulunkulu wabanakabheka umuntu amdeclara righteous ukuze azokhona ukwenzani, ukurelate naye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, bazalwane. Now in chapter 3 we learn that uNkulunkulu wants us to find our mission. Now, wonke umuntu la kulendawo akazelanga mahhala emhlabeni. Uthe uNkulunkulu makakuvumela ukuthi uthole impilo, uzalwe, uhlale la emhlabeni, wakunikeza a purpose that you must fulfill. Now, wena umsebenzi wakho, your responsibility is to find ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungiletheleni la emhlabeni. Hallelujah. Now, masowazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukuletheleni la emhlabeni, you need to fulfill that purpose. Should you die as an individual without fulfilling that purpose, now, ngingasho ukuthi uyoba phila impilo useless. Hallelujah. You need to know ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukuletheleni la emhlabeni. What is your mission? And uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi that mission uyenze njani. God can never give you a mission and then athi yenze ngokuhlakanipha kwakho. Yonke into uNkulunkulu ayinikeza umuntu umnikeza yona. Nangena umnikeza nani? Nendlela. Yonke into iza nama-instructions asizenzeki. Ngisho nokuthenga izinto esitolo, electric appliances. Ma ufika nawe ekhaya, ma uzoma ufika uyiplage, ungazi ukuthi iplakiwa njani, ayiyosebenza. Ungayazi ukuthi isebenza njani, ayiyosebenza. Uthenga i-study desk or itafula kuthiwa zihlanganise, ma ungafundi imanuali, awuzowazi ukuthi lento bese lihlangana ibukeke njalo, uzogcina ukubona ngesithombe. And kungenzeka ukuthi ugcine ungalisebenzisanga just because you didn't follow ama-instructions. Uthole ulahle amanye ama-parts, lingasabi ngale ndlela olubona esitolo ngakhona. Hallelujah, bazalwane. So it is very important as a child of God ukuthi uwazi imishini uNkulunkulu akulethele yona la emhlabeni. Kungaze kufike isikhathi sokuthi uyadlula ungakayenzanga nisi. Hallelujah. Kuzoba yisikhathi esimhlungu ukuthi uNkulunkulu akukhombisa ukuthi ngangikubizele, ngangikulethele lokhu emhlabeni. And nokuyi-one, azange usisondele naduzane ekwenzeni lokhu bengikubizele kona. Uyokuphila impilo e-useless. Hallelujah. Impilo yakho will count for nothing. Hallelujah. Now, in chapter 4, uNkulunkulu wants us to be useful and holy. If I own now, si umzimba kaKristu njengoba sisona. Si uNkulunkulu created the diversity, it's his own design. Now maka created diversity bekazi ukuthi wonke umuntu kosele abe ne role ayidlalayo. Now that you know your mission in the body of Christ, how do you use lo uNkulunkulu akubizele kona to profit the body of Christ? Now in chapter 4, uNkulunkulu wenza sure ukuthi wonke umuntu enzeni ayazi indima yakhe in the church. Ayazi indima yakhe in the body of Christ. Ukuze umzimba ufunctione kahle, kosele wonke amalunga asebenze. Angeke ngithi nginormal if inyawo lami la alisebenzi. I cannot call myself umuntu onormal. Ngishuthi nginani, ngine disability because inyawo lami alisebenzi. If ilihlo lami lizothi nesandla angisidini kusho kona ngikho normal. Nginenkinga nyana yokukhona ukubona ukuthi mina ngiyilihlo lingqono ukudlula lesandla. Hallelujah. Now uNkulunkulu in chapter 4, he teaches us that we need to play our role. Wonke umuntu akekho umuntu ozemhlabeni ukuthi azoba yi-spectator. Now inkinga isuka ukuthi kuyisuka kuba la ma uzoba yisibukeli. Isibukeli sihlala sibona amaphutha. Hallelujah. Izolo ngiyacabanga abathandi bebhola besibukele ibhola ngisho. Siwabonile amaphutha. Nokuthi bangisa ama-opportunity angakanani ukuze bakhona. Sikubonile lokho. Umsebenzi wesibukeli bona. Hallelujah. Umsebenzi wesibukeli ubona nento laba abadlalayo abangayiboni. Hallelujah. Now we need to get involved and be busy sidlala indima yethu ukuze lo mzimba ukhona ukufunctiona kahle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now who's been with Mara? Mina in the body of Christ yiphi indima engiyidlalayo. And mama bebengiyidlala sengiye ngastopa. Nkosi ngisize ukuze ngenzeni ngibuyele ngidlale indima yami. And now uthi be holy for I am holy. Now holiness means you have been set apart. Awufani nabanye abantu. Hallelujah. Awufani nabanye abantu. Awuyenzi izinto izwe lizenzayo. Because you serve a holy God. Hallelujah. Chapter 5. Chapter 5, God wants us to be good imitators of Christ. Now, uNkulunkulu when he created umuntu, uye wamdala, wamkhetha, before umuntu angamkhetha. Now that so umkhethile uNkulunkulu, you carry his name. You need to live up to that name. Hallelujah. You need to live up to that name and imitate lo muntu ophethe igama lakhe. Estorini mabazothi kunecharacter bathi uvanele. Lo muntu lo ozobadlala icharacter kwakwanele kosele ayidlale ngale ndlela le anikezwe ngakhona. Hallelujah. Now thina siye sabona izwi likaNkulunkulu liza nani nelisichazela about the character of Jesus. Thina as ama readers, thina as the believers, we need to follow in his footsteps. It's not easy. Because abanye abantu ngiyatholoza kuzinkulu bazalwane uzane ezincane ukuthi mara ngiyofika. Ngiyofika but uNkulunkulu usiphe ini enough grace for us. uNkulunkulu has given us enough grace for us ukuthi sikhone ukwenzani ukuzilandela. Nangama endleleni kuba nezinkinga sihamba siwa kwenzakalani kabe sinikeze enough grace ukuthi sikhone ukusukuma sizithintithe and say it's not over siyaqhubeka. We want to be good imitators of Christ. In chapter 6, uNkulunkulu senza aware of the war zone. Hallelujah. Towards the end of chapter 6, uPaul uyabhala, ubhala ngezikhali, ubhala about the full armor of God, nezikhali zonke eziza nayo. Now, in other words, uNkulunkulu lo uyasixwayisa ukuthi our everyday lives sizoba challenge spiritually, sizoba challenge right now. In this chapter, siphiwe ini indlela yokuthi silwe, indlela ekosele silwe ngakhona, nezinto ekosele sizigqoke ekukhombisayo ukuthi thina sisemlini. But the good part about it is, le mbavuni yethu. Hallelujah. Le mbavuni yethu. Thina noma sesigqokile uNkulunkulu has already given me victory. Le mbinge yami. And futhi sikhumbule ukuze singakarabani sisoda. Kusona sikhumbule ukuthi la sibheka mnanga nenyama negaza sibi nayo. Hallelujah. Because masizoqala siyenze sinikise silethe ku-level yeflesh siyokarabana. Hallelujah. And it's something isithe sifunayo. Ukuthi masiqala sikarabana sisoda ibe sifika kahle si-attacka whoever simfunayo lapho. Hallelujah. So we should always remember ukuthi akukhoselanga thina sisoda sikarabana. Ngoba senza sine understanding ukuthi we are not fighting against flesh and blood but we are fighting against principalities and the rulers of this dark world bazalwane. If we can understand that sizokhona ukuphila ngokuthula. Ukuthi mawabantu banele analo mkhubo okunyathela abantu bamakhona ukhona ukuba ukuthi uyisitha lesisebenzisa lo muntu lo. Ungaqali uzonda umuntu because of his intentions. Abanye abantu bathi ukuthi abe yilento aminister lento ayenzayo kuwe. So ungaqali uthathe ube personal. Asenze izinto zibe personal. Uma uzothatha izinto personal angeke ube nenjabulo. Uthathe izinto personal ukwatela abantu angeke wakhona ukuthula. Hallelujah. Ufuna ngeke ube nabo because you beginning the person enhlizweni yakho. Hallelujah. Now, namhlanje kuseni my focal point is in chapter 2. La sifunde khona. Verse 10 uthi we are God's masterpiece. Now, a masterpiece is an outstanding work or achievement ye artist. Hallelujah. Ayiki artist ethi mayihleli phansi idraw or ipenda ithi this art piece will not make it. This art piece iyophelela la. A studio, angeke iphume egallery, angeke ithengiswe. Every artist mali emali busy nomsebenzi wayo ithi one day lento le izobe ihenyiwe mhlambe ka president. One day lento le izothengiwa umuntu oyicelebrity. One day this art piece yami izothengiwa abantu abanelento mhlambe bayidonate ku charity or kuphi. Every artist makenza umsebenzi wakhe ubheka ngelihlo lokuthi my work is gonna go far. My work is gonna help you represent noma kuphi. That is why when you make a painting or a drawing, each and every, at the end of it, uthola kune signature yalo muntu oyenzile. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uthola kune signature yalo muntu oyenzile. Ukuthi mayagiwe lapha eGallery, ukhona ukubona ukuthi le iyenziwe uKN Mahlangu. It represents, and it might tell a different story, but it represents lo yenzile. Hallelujah. So are we. Nathi uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu uthi Genesis chapter 1 verses 26. UNkulunkulu uthi makenze umuntu uthi let us make man in our own image. Azange enze umuntu njengobhoreka mcabanga ingcondweni yakhe ukuthi singenze khwakhwak. Let us make man in our own image. Hallelujah. In our own image, in our own likeness, ukuze enzeni abuse. In other words, umuntu makathi kuwe ngiyakucasha. Ngifuna ukuthi ube yimanager, ufuna ukuthi uphathe lo muntu lo. Ukuthatha serious ukubona unepotential yokuthi ungakhona ukubusa, unakekele whatever lo ozoba kuthembe ngawo. Now mina nawe we are God's masterpiece. Since sidalwe ngokufanele, sidalwe ngendlela enjani efana niyakaNkulunkulu. Sidalwe ngokusabekayo, sikhethwe before the foundations of this world and we have been approved to represent uNkulunkulu emhlabeni. Uzibona ula uvuma uNkulunkulu ithindisi sahamba kahle nanamhlanje. Kusho kona ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzeni uku-approvile. Uya wakhetha wak-approve ukuthi wenzeni ukhona ukumrepresenta. Hallelujah. But the question is, are you really representing him now? Hallelujah. Now uNkulunkulu makadala umuntu wenzeni uphawu lokuthi lo muntu lo ungowami. UNkulunkulu wathi makadala umuntu wamenza waba perfect. In the initial Bible, in his own, in his own likeness, kusho kona ukuthi yena uNkulunkulu perfect. Wadala mina nawe saba perfect. Now, uNkulunkulu wena adala umuntu azangamdala ukuthi azomenza iperfect. Hallelujah. Azangamdala ukuthi amenze iperfect, so be free will. And the day uNkulunkulu aphuma umuntu free will, kwaba yile langa la uNkulunkulu not that bekangasi, but bekuyilanga la uNkulunkulu bekaunderstand ukuthi ngale free will ngelinye ilanga lomuntu lo uzothatha isinqumo esizomenza ukuthi mina naye sikhubane. That is why when Adam and Eve bawona in the Garden of Eden, God was not confused ukuthi enzeni ngabo. Hallelujah. UNkulunkulu issued a judgment phezu kwabo and they went away impilo yakhona ukuthubeka. Akazange athi abantu abasabi khona just because they too had failed me. Hallelujah. Now uNkulunkulu masinanoma kube njalo, uNkulunkulu wenza he's a God of a second chance. Ubanikeza another way yokuphila even though ingasekho perfect. Njengale ndlela bekabadala engakhona. Now mawufunda those ababhalayo abachaza inature yomuntu bazokuchazela ukuthi umuntu bekadaleke ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu to a point that makasebenza bekangakhathali. Hallelujah. Makubanda bekangagodoli nabantu laba makadalwa bekangagcokanga. UNkulunkulu didn't come up with a plan ukuthi kuzoba nezakho kube namahini kube namajaketi. Bebakulunjalo. So i-weather bengaba affect ukuthi nomuntu kuchili nomuntu kuhle. Umuntu beka that perfect. Iweather ingamaffecti beka perfect. Angakhona ukusebenza angakhathali. Hallelujah. Umuntu was that perfect, but because of his son, umuntu became lo muntu yindaba kube sihle. Today, si affecta iweather siyakhona. don't give the because of his own sins. Hallelujah, Bazaran. Now, we couldn't put in all of that to take our full bag in Abandran. Those are the redemption plan to bring us back to him. Now, Master Squealin and I, who come with Sutamba Rakukut now, this guy loves us so much to a point that our fungus here, Elena Bazaran, Uswee Saku here, Ubus Ascendan, Sime Maku Sime, I'm imitators of him, Sim representing Entela Yena, Afunabus Sim representing Nayo. We are his masterpiece, we are his outstanding work. Imagine as sinful as you are, as errant as you are, Ukulukulut, you are my outstanding work. Regardless of who you are my outstanding work. I know but it's very difficult to believe that fact because of his intolerable nesting of a futile zenza. Kunzima to believe Ukulukul has really chosen me. Ukulukul Yantana Venerama, Nyanaya nesting of Labus, Nefia Futa is a commander. You know, the devil, when he wants to attack you, he does not attack. Identity in God, so that he knows you won't have anything to stand on. We are standing today because I know my identity in God. When he comes in like a flood, I am able to stand and say, I am a child of God. I have been chosen before the foundation of this world, and my God loves me beyond measures. I can stand, it's something that I can stand on. It's my solid foundation because I know who I am in the kingdom of God. So the enemy might as well see it. And I said, when you're a child of God, when Ketim, just yesterday, a devil is a good preacher. We can stand here and prepare 3.71 to our exegesis and Yasin Abba, our hermeneutics and whatnot, but we can never beat the devil. The devil tells you, I'm a perfect monk. He's a good preacher. But now, he's a single business. You are my outstanding work. But the enemy says, when we look now, look now. I know a perfect example, Judas. Judas was a disciple of Jesus. He was called, I looked out. And then Magafiga, he was a treasurer. And he had a love of money. It's not wrong, we turn the money. But he turning in the legacy, and when in the legacy, we end. Now, Judas was a man, he was turned in the man. He had to betray Judas when I had a sent to the mountain in the same way. We understand. He focused the back and the moon see. Yeah, now Salam betrayed him, he said, as a sent to that event. He did not know. There's sufficient grace. You know, our problem is we listen to the devil when he preaches us, you are not worthy to be called a child of God. Yesterday we failed. Yesterday you fornicated. Yesterday we joined. You are not worthy to be called a child of God. Shumayela at any time. He preaches good. In the end, you do that. Scooty, I'm not a fan of Pandas, but I live on tennis. Nanemani, I'm not in my wisdom, but I soon see baking tenna. The only thing in my hands are right now, which is touching people. That's the problem. When you sin, the problem is that you don't run to God. You run away from God and try to cover up so that no one will be there. You will never make it. You will never make it. You are not an angel. So when you sin, there is sufficient grace for you to go back to God and say, God, I am sorry. 1, 2, and 3. Paul is a perfect example. A thorn in the flesh was sent to me to buffet me. But now, one thing that I like about Paul, he says, that thorn in the flesh keeps me relying on God. Song can you know from another person in school, ukuyophumelela sinesine ukugula kwethu sinokuthola kwethu but nokuthola kwethu lokuma sizozama ukukufihla sizama ukukuvala ukuthi manzeli nginyathela ngazo ekekho umuntu ozowubona unkulunkulu knows ukuthi usogola ngani unkulunkulu uyazi nelelimi lakho elikhuluma izinto engavuselangazi uyazi ubufokoli bakho ukuthi uyazini ubekile nikhuluma ngami lesandla leso tshontsha ngaso unkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi unokugula kwakho uyajonja uya understand unkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi wena unenkinga yepride uyazi ukuthi unkulunkulu ayikho inkinga yakho angayazi but i-problem ukuthi wena when lezo zinto lezo zikhika in you want to run away and cover up and come back umuntu hallelujah there's no mercy for umuntu ohamba yo cover up you will cover up for a while nelinye ilanga yobonakala and when God exposes abantu abakhavara izinto kuba buhlungu kuba ngazuthi wena you've been treated unfairly but if bowuya kuNkulunkulu uthi Nkosi mina nginenkinga yenyakhuluma ngajabula ngiyahleba ngaboreka ngiyajonja mina ngine pride mina nginjani and then once you admit you have knowledge of these things come then you say God help me. God is in the mission of changing people. Now, abafundi bakaJesu, when Jesus called the 12, interestingly, bantu laba ba different. Bana different characters. He knew ukuthi bane konke le kharaga lezo yenzeka phakathi, bazoyenza vele. Ubabize ba imperfect njalo, ukuthi asambele ukuze iplan lakhe uNkulunkulu lenzeke, ifezeke. Hallelujah. Now the more we were humble close to Christ, never before God ngoba kunye debuwa. Peter was a man that asi bangayenza izinto bangacabanga kakhulu besacabanga lethe. We understand indoda ethi uJesu ngathi oyiwami wena uzongiphika. Mina angeke ngiphike. Ishubiseke yami. Get behind me Satan bese ngakhumbula ukuthi eshubuka ngafana njengathi uyabona phambili. Kuthi makwenzeka isimo bayambeza bazombopha thatha isword. Bekacabanga later, umuntu oyetha masinyane akhona ukucabanga before act. In his imperfection, wakhona ukuba included in the plan of God. Ukuze uJesu enze nafeli nana. Hallelujah. I love uNathaniel. Nathaniel was a prideful man. He was full of pride and anyazi. When he was called, but says to the Lord Jesus, he's from Nazareth, confidently so, he said, can anything good come up from Nazareth? We are born on a mundo de uto longo binyaz. Agatembi no kundale de kubinyo in corn. But guess what? He was included in the plan of God. Nga lobo bufo kodo na. You are also included in the plan of God. And as you rely on him, unale yo bufo kodo na. Lebo bufo kodo na. Vune, ubiya konu kwefa. Bupele kuwe. But only if only you walk close with God and allow him to change you. Uyazazi ukuthi usokola ngani. Uyazazi ukuthi usokola ngani. Okunye kubukela kubuhle ukuthi you like standing. Ukufokoli lokho because futhi umuntu ohlala kubona. Okunye kubukela kubuhle ngisho. Ukuthabanela abanye abantu kakhulu ukudlula. Ukufokoli it means wena ngabo bonke okuhle uyazikhohlisa ukuthi abangomunye umuntu. Ngalo bobu fokodi lo uNkulunkulu uthi I have approved you I have loved you and you are still included in my plan you are loved by God I don't care who has rejected you I don't care who has spoken against you but ufuna ukukutshela namhlanje ukuthi uNkulunkulu has approved you uthi wena you are my masterpiece wena you are my outstanding achievement when I look at you I see myself You know when God looks at you akazibona wasted. Akazibona wasted ndodana yakhe, but ubona konke okuhle phezu kwakho. Never second guess yourself or go and seek validation from other people. Abantu bayakhona ukukhuluma. Labantu laba sihamba sifuna ukuthi bas approve, bakhulume ngathi bani basitshele izinto esifuna ukuthi bayakhona ukukhuluma kakhulu umzali akhona ukumzala umntwana. Aphinda kubeka ukuthi you will never be nothing. You will never be nothing but uNkulunkulu ubheka ukuthi wena you are my perfect and work you are perfect in my own eyes you might be rejected out there but God says I love you and I've accepted you nanoba kufokodi bakho. Angibazi kuphi bazibami kodwa uNkulunkulu namhlanje kuseni uthi ngikutshela ukuthi ukuthanda nalezo zinkinga zakho. Wena the only thing ekusebenza we need to rely on God. Nangale nto yakho lokhu kosinyeva lami. Yinyeva lami ngithi uma kufika kukhaba don't act on the windows yakho say nkosi nami uyangihlaba. Ngidinga ukuncika kubo ukuze wena wenzeni. Ulisuse ulinakekele. Asiwukholi makabhala kakhulumile ukuthi inyeva lakhe liyini. Wonke umuntu uzanama-assumptions mhlawumbe bekakhula mhlawumbe bekuyisona mhlawumbe today allow me to say bekuyini bufokodi bakhe. That kept him a reliable Nkulunkulu because I will not leave you based on lenyeva lami leli. Because amanyeva wethu yibo lawo ngasenza sibackslide bazalwane. Inyeva lakho likhona ukukuhlaba ufuna ukuyosihla ngisho. And uma ekufihleni kwakho kungenzeka ukuthi uma usathi ufuna ukubuyela kuNkulunkulu Satan athi you are not worthy ujike. And ekujikeni kwakho yila ubackslide khona. Ngicela ukukhomba umuntu oke wabackslide wathi uma ubekile bathi impilo yakhe ikahle. What's the point of uthi ngithubele neNkulunkulu lo muntu impilo yakhe ikahle akuna confusion. There's always confusion when umuntu ahlala afuna ukubaleka uNkulunkulu. There's always confusion. And usasa nikufuna kahle la ujika khona umele I'm not worth it then. Might as well ngihambe ngiyoqhubeka la ngigcine khona. Yila kufuna khona. UJudas when he ran away from Jesus, usathe makadini lami kufuna khona ngoba uzoba frustrated angeke ukhona ukufacea anyone because everyone knows ukuthi uhamba naye but wenze le nto yenzile. So today, whatever ohluleka ngako, ogula ngako, oqhale ngako, namhlanje ngifuna ukujoka ukuthi iza nako kuNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu uneplani nako. Uyazi ukuthi ngawe angayenzani his kingdom. Uyazi ukuthi angakusiza kanjani ukuze wena ube yitestimony kwabanye abantu. Hallelujah bazalwane. Today we are going to stand up uyothandazela umuntu oseceleni kwakho. Ukuthi Nkosi msize ebuchwaleni bakhe. Hallelujah. Nawe makhi, you're going to pray ukuthi Nkosi umsize ebuchwaleni bakhe ukuze angarespondi ngale ndlela ubuchwala bakhe ebumfosta ukuthi a-responde ngakhona. Hallelujah. Ngoba sinabo. Sinabo. Uma sizosukuma sithi thina asinabo senza uNkulunkulu ukuthi ambe nabo. Sinabo bazalwane noma we cannot hide it. Sinabo to avoid that okunye kwakhona awufuni nomunye umuntu akuze. Noma thi uma ngikutshela ukuthi ngiqhala bami yini. Angazi ngabe sengivalele ebhayibheli ngihambe ngekhaya. Ngoba angifuni nomunye umuntu abazi but kungcono when I tell God ukuthi inkinga yami le. And every time when it kicks in, vele ngiyatshintsha nami. Okunye abanye abantu siyabazi khona ukuthi kufuna kulwakhe. Unenkinga so. Nako uyazi ngisho ukuzemlungile ngibathola you know what I say father God nangu kwamele uthanda nokuhleba the aim is not to expose you for God babanye abantu but the aim is to pray for God ukuthi amstrengthen and aqhubeke njalo lo muntu lo aline on God hallelujah bazalwane God on the days where we expose ukuhlaba babanye abantu to make ourselves look good hallelujah if you know ukuthi you don't have to bring it up all the time. Who's better? You are talking anything I yourself. Who are you talking about? That's not your place. Pray for the person who's about to come. And I've been looking at another woman who come to because as I've been looking at another woman who come to, the professor did not get that. Be a leader, bazalwane. Hallelujah. You worship in TV says I am with you, but my two up and pray for what because you see. But when you're not going to buzz, it's okay. You don't have to say it like it. You don't have to know. Just pray for your neighbor. God, you seize the world to overcome mental illness. We are not perfect, but we do understand us. Hallelujah. Let's just have one song, and then we all pray to